IGF is probably also an important signaling mechanism. And so the IGF inhibitors, which look promising along with chemotherapy and squamous cell cancer, the IGF inhibitors will also be promising, I think, for overcoming Tarceva resistance in mutation patients.
What's the connection between IGF and the mutation or EGFR?
So Jeff Engelman, who's at our place at Mass General, Jeff has shown he's created cells that are resistant to ERISA by growing them in ERISA over a period of months. They eventually become to the point where you can put in industrial strength ERISA and you won't kill the cell. And what Jeff showed was that IGF signaling becomes important in those cells that have become resistant to ERISA. So if you can inhibit IGF, you can turn off the growth of these cells. And we're beginning trials, actually hopefully within the next 6 weeks, specifically looking at an IGF inhibitor plus Tarceva in patients with lung cancer.
What do we know about the tumors in patients who have the mutation, EGFR mutation, receive erlotinib or gefitinib, respond, but then progress in terms of what's going on in terms of resistance and what can be done about it?
So some of the difficult points that we've learned about resistance have been that it's not always uniform in terms of every patient's cell has exactly the same mechanism. Jeff Engelman and Passiani from Boston did a very nice paper where they looked at patterns of resistance. And in a patient with an autopsy sample, they found one patient that one area of tumor had a c-MET amplification, another area had T790M. So my feeling is that if we're going to overcome resistance, we're going to have to start early and we're going to have to use multiple therapies that can overcome each one of these paths of resistance, much the way we treat lymphoma. You know, we don't treat lymphoma with monotherapy with Cytoxan followed by monotherapy with Adriamycin followed by monotherapy with Rituxan and monotherapy with Vincristine. We do it together. And I think in lung cancer, the challenge is how do you put together four or five drugs, which is what I think it will take to overcome and to cure patients with EGFR-mutated lung cancer.